Welcome to the Wave Guides Podcast, home of the South Cars TNT Open Forum.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome, welcome. This is South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the South Cars organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCAR server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System provided by KB8ZGL. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at www.southcars.com and for our digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control for this session is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My name is Kathy. My location is Vero Beach, Florida, where it's currently a temperature of 57 degrees. This is the TNT Open Forum. This is a Thursday night thematic open forum, or TNT for short. So ladies and gentlemen, I am very proud to be here this evening and be your moderator for this South Cars VOIP special occasion. Tonight marks the end of the fourth year for South Cars of VOIP and opens the door for continual growth as we start into our fifth year. Therefore, our TNT Open Forum this evening is in celebration of the fourth birthday of VOIP. We have assembled tonight some of the founding fathers and those during the course of this adventure that made it all happen. We will be discussing how it started, why it started, what some of the mountains that lay in the way, and further how we climbed these mountains with the staff and membership that became involved. Our first guest speaker tonight will be Gordon, KY6V, who played a very special part in VYP, followed by those who stood tall, gave their time, their energy, their talent, and their commitment. Gordon was a member of the founding team. He's been a past net manager and current a senior board member. So at this point, Gordon, KY6V, would you be kind enough to start the program?
I'd be happy to, Kathy. Good evening to you, and this is KY6V. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us. We are here tonight to celebrate the ending of the fourth year of operation for the South Cars VOIP group and start of our new fifth year. You'll be hearing from a number of key players during this next hour who were there when it all started, held it together as we proceeded forward, and stand tall this evening in the realization that the effort has paid off. My part this evening is to explain how we started, why we started, and when we started. And it really started to take place in October of 2007. That's when Ron, WA4HWN, good evening to you, sir. I see you out there. And Bill, WD5KAE, good evening to you, Bill. And I decided it was time to introduce a digital interest into our South Cars family. This was prompted by several factors. First, our membership of some 6,500 at that time, I might say, is now 9,355. On the HF side, needed some relief on our crowded 7251 frequency. Secondly, realizing that a fair portion of our membership was already in some way dabbling with various forms of digital communication or computer-type activities, prompted us to move in the direction of a VOIP program. A proposal was drafted and submitted to our then net manager, Mr. John Bostick, WB4GOV, who in turn gave us permission to proceed on October 28, 2007. From this point, November found us concentrating in formatting a website for the digital side of South Cars. December being involved in advertisement in the form of mass email publications, daily announcements on our HF nets, along with flashing advertisements on our websites. And that was thanks to Ron, and he'll talk about that in a little bit. let me buy a nickel here for a second. An early enrollment was initiated in December of 2007 for those that wish to join the new operation, and VOIP membership numbers were pre-assigned prior to the first schedule net in January of 2008. Our first net ran at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturday, January the 5th, 2008. Was scheduled for an hour, actually lasted for 3 hours and 35 minutes, and had 102 stations participating. From this beginning, and now viewed 4 years to the day later, we now sponsor 5 hourly nets on Saturdays, a RagChew net on Sunday, and a TNT Open Forum on Thursdays. Interspersed throughout the year are major classes for the International Morse Code, the Technician, General, and Extra. And these normally run on a Sunday and Tuesday when in session. Our membership in these past 48 months has multiplied by a factor of 23. Today we have a VOA membership of 2360. HF, as I mentioned, is at 9355 for a grand total for South Cars of 11,715 non-dues paying members. Let me repeat that. Non-dues paying members, and we're having a lot of fun. So, with all of this said, I'm very pleased to be with you tonight. Also very pleased to be standing tall with colleagues and friends that will be addressing you this evening. Please keep in mind that it is the membership, the NCF staff, and the administrative staff that have made this all happen. With the dedication and effort of the part of those mentioned, this new year of 2012 will continue to grow. With that, back to our Master of Ceremonies and one of our guest speakers for this evening, Kathy, K6SUN, from KY6V, please.
This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and thank you, Gordon, for the start of the VOIP celebration, and thank you for sharing with us this evening. Please stand tall now. I may be calling on you throughout the evening for additional input, but at this time I would like to call on any station anywhere that would like to come aboard, make comments, or just check in this evening with their thoughts on VOIP, maybe what it's meant to them in South Cars.
Sierra November.
Victor Uniform Yankee.
Very good. I think I have Sam and I have Elaine. Please come aboard. I want to thank you for taking your time this evening to join our birthday celebration.
Right. K6SUN in the group, Kilowatt 8, Sierra November. My name is Sam. I'm in Indianapolis, Michigan. I just want to wish South Cars a happy birthday. And I'm glad that back today we got it done. Because it sure has been an adventure, and we've got a lot of fun doing it, for sure. So that's all I have, Kathy. I won't hold the flow up. I'm not feeling all that great. I'm watching TV and kind of lazing around this afternoon. So back to you. This is K6SUN.
Well, Sam, I thank you so much for joining the celebration, and thanks for you for everything that you do, but I hope the weather isn't too bad there in Michigan. I understand there's quite some storms, but I have someone who would like to make a contact with you, and that is our previous presenters at KY6V. So KY6V, why don't you come aboard?
Thank you. I'll try to make this brief, Kathy. Good evening, Sam. Just absolutely delighted that you could make it. You know, I love telling this story, and I know you know it better than I. But back in our planning stage before our first net, we sent out mass mailings to everybody that was Echolink equipped from the Mississippi east to the Atlantic. And one of these emails went to Sam, K8SN, and he sent a one-liner back to me. And he says, if you want to do it right, talk to me. And he gave me a telephone number. We got together, and that was the birth of the South Car server out of Michigan that we've been using for years. Do you remember that, Samuel? Over.
Yeah, I kind of remember that, Gordon. I know that was, I was watching what you were doing and how you were going to try to plan that thing out, and I just saw, you know, failure all over it. So I thought, well, I got to save you guys, you know. And I'm glad that we can come through and provide you the service you guys, you know, deserve. Actually, Mike's done a wonderful job of getting it all going. You know, Mike's the VGL is the powerhouse behind that stuff. You know, he's got the facilities, he's got the gear, he's got the talent. So, you know, he's a wonderful contributor to amateur radio in the country, as far as I'm concerned, because he sure runs a high quality and cutting edge QIP product out of that server. And it's going to get better throughout the years, because Mike doesn't rest when it comes to that. So we're very fortunate to have that talent in our group, and I'm glad he's around for sure. Gordon, you guys have a good time. I'm going to listen along and lounging around and enjoying the evening, and understand that you guys are doing this. So Mike brought the reflector up. He's on the way up to CE Imaging Parts for a project, so I'm looking forward to seeing Mike and listening to him present. So back to you, Gordon and Lynette. Thanks very much. This is KDS.
Well, thank you for everything you do, Sam. We're hopeful that Mike is going to join us as one of the guest speakers here this evening. I know that he's just had a real busy, busy week, but he was going to try to be here, and we want to pat him on the back, too. Kathy, thank you, and back to you from KY6V.
This is Kilo 6 Sierra, United November, and thank you both gentlemen for beginning VOIP. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here as well, but we're hoping to have Mike come aboard and just share with us. But thank you, Sam, for coming aboard. Thank you for starting South Cars for us. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Elaine. Victor Uniform Yankee, thanks so much for being here tonight, Elaine. Hope all is well with you. And how about you sharing with us? And we're still looking forward to the time that we can get together and have you become an NCS. But Elaine, how are things with you? And maybe you'd like to share with everyone this evening about South Cars and VOIP.
Well, very good. I surely would, and I'm currently mobile in Grand Rapids, headed home. And not only is this the South Cars anniversary evening, but it's also my wedding anniversary. But I can't talk without saying my South Cars number, which is Echo 0056. And I do remember those beginnings, and it was a lot of the net and all the various permutations of it are lots of fun, and I surely do enjoy it. And so glad that it's there. One of the frustrating things for me is I know that you folks present those classes, and I wanted to do the extra one and still do, but due to my work hours, I haven't been able to do it. And one of these days, I'll retire, Kathy, and then I can do that. I can become a net control. That would be fun. But I just work crazy hours, and I'm just totally not dependable at this time. But I want to say you guys do a wonderful, wonderful job, and I've enjoyed it over the years. Back to you, KCABUY.
Well, thank you, Lane, for taking the time to share with us this evening, especially on your wedding anniversary. And maybe you can share, before I let you go, how that felt for you, that very first session.
Well, it was very exciting for me because I was checking in. I don't know whether I was using Sam's note, 4167, or is he 4168? I can't remember which is which. But NHAPR also has a node, and one of them notified me that the net was occurring and that I could participate, and I'd be doing it via IRLP. And I've been hooked on IRLP ever since. So it was a fun experience, and it was exciting, and I think everybody had a good time on that first adventure. KCAVUY, back to you.
All right. Thank you, Elaine, and thank you, Sam, both from the state of Michigan, joining the celebration this evening. And with that, our next speaker I want to call on is Ron, WA4HWN, and he's another very valuable person in the start of VYP. Ron was a member of the founding team. He's a past webmaster and creator of the VYP website. So, Ron, hope your day is well. Can you come aboard, share your thoughts with the start of VYP, and I want to thank you for taking your time this evening.
We'd be more than happy to, Kathy. And good evening to everybody. This is WA4HWN, and I'm in Dothan, Alabama. And a real pleasure to be here with all of you this evening. Gordon just, you know, he did a beautiful job, as always, in giving the overall historical story of the VOIP sessions of South Cars. And several things come to my mind, one of which is we had some naysayers out there. Several people have felt that there was no place for digital communications, basically on ham radio, and particularly EchoLink. And they said it was going to ruin South Cars. And I guess it did, because they've only picked up a little over 3,000 members in 4 years. tongue-in-cheek, obviously, when I say that, but it's obvious that there's room for anything and everything in this wonderful hobby of ours, including the EchoLink and what have you. So it's great, and I know Gordon put many, many hours of thought and intestinal fortitude in getting this off the ground. And I must say also that great appreciation goes out to our friends in Michigan. And I say that with mixed feelings, because I'm an Ohio State University person. And, I even married somebody from Michigan hoping to make things better. That didn't work out either. But ham radio brings us together, and EchoLink in particular. And I also want to thank everybody up there. With that server, it's been a great boon to the program. And I don't get in here all that often. For a while, I had problems with people coming to the house with static setup, so that my computers here at the house could be on EchoLink, and I finally just had to take it off and go back to dynamic. And then along comes the tablets and the Androids, and so now we can do it. It doesn't matter, and I love it, because now I can check in from hotels or anywhere and everywhere, so without having to worry about firewalls. So another big boon to the tablet industry and EchoLink. The website development really wasn't anything. Gordon fed me ideas, and we put it in HTML format and Java scripts and what have you, and Perl scripts, and he put all that information and effort into it, and built it into what it is today. After doing that and developing the main South Cars website, I did that for about 10 or 11 years, and I finally retired from that. And it's carried on beautifully, and Gordon has really done a great job with it, as well as his other associates. I know he's had a lot of help, and he can enunciate, and you'll be hearing more from them. You'll be hearing more from them as time goes on tonight. So that's about it. I don't have anything else to say other than it's just been a pleasure being here, and I really hope that there are many, many, many more years of the South Cars VOIP program, and that it continues to grow. And who knows, it may even one day lead the galaxy. Well, certainly the Milky Way. Well, the solar system. WA4HWN, back to you, Kathy. Thank you so much, and best to everybody out there.
Well, Ron, thank you so much for your thoughts, your comments, and solar system, galaxy, Milky Way. That would be great. I've heard the comment for a few years about those when it started saying Echolink was digital, was not ham radio, and I've heard that quite often, and I have to say I highly disagree. So at this point, I'm going to make a call out there. Hopefully he is there. KB8ZGL, I do see that 4168 is connected, and I'm hoping that he's in the background. But this is a very, very important person in VOIP and South Cars. He is from the state of Michigan, I believe in the Grand Rapids area. He's the owner and the supplier of the SCAR server. Without Mike, SCAR's, South Cars would not be what it is today. So let's welcome Mike aboard. And thank you, Mike, for taking your time tonight, as I know you are quite a busy person.
Well, hi, Kathy. Good evening. This is KB8ZGL. And for the record, my South Cars number is Echo0039. And I happen to be sitting here on 4168, and I am sitting at Sam's house. Do you believe that? For the birthday party of South Cars, fourth birthday party, and I'm here at Sam's house working on a radio project. I guess some things don't change over the years, but... let me just drop it for a quick second, and then I was asked tonight to give a little bit of a preview of some of the stuff we're going to hopefully be adding here over the next year, and some of the things we've done in the past, and I'll quick make that a quick go-around, and thank you for having me, and it was nice to listen. I was driving over here to Sam's and listening to the Gordon there, and just listening to the last gentleman, and just trying to think about some of the times and the struggles we've been through, and you know how this server has grown over the years. And first off, just want to say thank you on behalf of the Great Lakes Reflector and all of us behind that. We really do enjoy having South Cars here, and as many can attest to, we'll do just about anything we can to make things work for you the way you want, make them better if we need to, and we enjoy having you and enjoy sending people to this channel for sure. And a lot of things have happened over the years. You know, we started on just an Echolink conference, and we originally started on the Michigan conference. So for those of you, the gentleman from Ohio, we originally started the net on the Michigan conference. And then we were able to get the South Cars conference approved through Echolink and integrate it with IRLP. And so that's some of the path there that we were able to accomplish. Some of the things that are coming for 2012, let me grab a quick second. 99% of the way there, All-Star integration. For those of you that aren't familiar, they're listening with All-Star. That's an asterisk-based version of voice over IP. And that brings a whole other realm of stations and opportunities into the mix. Things like being able to connect from a telephone, even, via dial-in, or also a SIP or VoIP telephone. As well as all of the All-Star links. If you're not familiar or interested in looking it up, you can go to allstarlink.org. That's allstarlink.org. And you'll see the South Cars conference is out there, and you're welcome to give that a try. It's not linked together yet as we work through a couple of last-minute things, but the plan for the new year here is to get that fully integrated and make it so all three technologies are available in one place. In addition to that, one of the other things that we're working on is the ability to live stream to the web for the channel, so that people that have mobile phones that don't have Echolink or apps like that, or any Windows Media Player, iTunes on the Apple, Winamp, anything like that, will be able to listen live to the stream. So maybe if you're stuck in your office, like I tend to be once in a while, and you want to listen to a net, you can turn it up on your media player or your media player and listen along. So all the parts of the new software are in place to do that. The encoders and are all in place and everything, and we're ready to go. We've tested it up here in Michigan for the dog sled races, and we just need to get that implemented. So I don't think I have a whole lot more besides that right now, Kathy. Again, just thank you. I know it feels a little bit like the Grammy Awards tonight, so, you know, probably could thank about 20 people tonight, but definitely want to thank Sam KSN. You know, without him and all the web pages that he designed on the back end of this and all the control stuff, we wouldn't have nearly the setup we do. So, you know, it takes the two of us to really make it float, and we enjoy doing it for you guys and continue to support it going forward. And so ZGL back to net control.
Well, thank you so much, Mike, for joining us this evening. Now, you were one of those first connected stations on that very first day 4 years ago. So at this point, I'm going to make a call out for any station anywhere to please come aboard. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, looking for some stations.
Thank you very much. I'm in the car, and I've enjoyed listening to the net. I've been doing a lot more listening than I have been talking, and probably should at least partake a little bit more often. But a lot of times I'm to and fro and not able to be on for a long period of time. So I just wanted to let you know that unfortunately the repeater cut out just as you were responding back to Mike, and figured I'd connect to you via my 220 repeater just to let you know that he did not get your question, and maybe you can reconnect with him again. I do see that there's a carrier up, so I think it is now working again, so in ways of the link on the KFN4168. But I always enjoyed the South Cars nets. I've always liked your net controllers, Gordon, yourself, and I'm trying to think of the other gentleman and a few others that I just don't know right offhand, but not a whole lot to say. I just wanted to relay that to you. I know you, I just walked in not too long ago hearing Mike and explaining the new technologies that were breaking through, and I think that's just an absolute 100% great thing to be able to do and have the flexibility of communications outside of the handy-talky there, and doing it by other means of VoIP and through the iPhone. So that's really cool. So, but anyway, I am designated, and if I remember right, my Echo Link number is 0046, if I remember right. I think that's what it is. So, back over to you, Kathy. 73, and I'll try not to be a stranger the next time I hear the net. NHJPR, Grand Rapids.
All right, thanks so much for coming aboard, John. But yes, don't make yourself a stranger. We have, like Gordon says, we have five nets. We have a lot of nets on Saturday and Thursday. We have the Sunday Rag too. We have a lot of fun. So hopefully you can join us. And as far as net controls now, we have quite a few. We have, I believe, 54 staff members, so we have grown, and it is only because of the start of VOIP, and that's what we're celebrating this evening. So with that, I'm going to make a call out to you, Mike, KB8ZGL, once again, and see if you're still there.
Yes, Kathy, I'm still here if you can hear this, and if I drop out again, I've got 220 here as well, so I'll flip over there if I need to. Sorry, I did miss your question, though. We were trying to diagnose what was going on with the node, of course, when you know tonight, but go ahead with your question. I can hear you fine. I'm listening on two repeaters now, K6SUN, KBAZGL.
All right. Thank you, Mike, but I don't think it was your fault. I think something had happened, and I'm sorry you didn't hear my question, but I said I wanted you to maybe tell us about that first session on January 5th, 2008.
Well, all right, Kathy, we're still having some problems here, and you're going to turn this down in a minute so I don't double, and just wanted to make sure it's coming through. I'm on the 220 machine now, so we'll try it here, but I have to be honest with you, I don't have that great of a memory of the first time. I know that I checked in, and I know we had been doing a lot of work up until that point. I think, you know, the biggest thing for me was the success of the fact that it all came together on a server. When that all happened, the first time we ran it on the conference, I'd say the most memorable moment in the last 4 years for me is when we actually got approved on the Echolink SCARS conference as we know it today, and moved from Michigan to SCARS and made that official and set up Channel 4 instead of Channel 7. That was one of the most memorable moments for me in the last 4 years. So, you know, I've been there on and off all along. I listen to the back a lot, and thanks for having me, and thanks for being patient as I hopped around on different nodes. And we'll try to diagnose that 4168 and get it squared away. And also some of those other things. So if you had any other questions, I'll stand by a little longer. Otherwise, thanks again. K6SUN in the group, KB8ZGL.
Well, Mike, I appreciate you taking your time tonight to come aboard, share in the celebration and the birthday celebration. But, Mike, have a great evening. Sam and Elaine, if you're still listening, you also have great evenings and great week ahead of you. And we appreciate you coming aboard. But anytime during this evening you want to share anything, please come back aboard. So at this point, I'm going to make a call out there for anyone anywhere before I call on our next station. How about any stations? Want to come aboard?
Victor, Quebec, Victor.
Hotel Uniform Mike.
We appreciate you being here this evening. And how about sharing with us on your thoughts and your comments? Chris, please come aboard.
Well, thank you for that. Kilo Bravo 3, Victor, Quebec, Victor in Philadelphia here. Name is Chris. I've been listening for about a year, so I haven't been there since from the beginning. But I want to make a comment to you on why I think your organization is unique from some other networks that are out on different frequencies.
Go ahead, Chris. Please share with us.
On some others, you can learn more than you want to know about radio or antennas, but the diversity of your net topics is outstanding, commendable, and maybe even unusual. Sometimes you've had a one-hour net that would go, you know this, for more than 1 hour, sometimes 2 hours or more. So I commend everybody who is behind that way of thinking, and happy birthday and congratulations and thanks to all.
Well, thank you so much, Chris, for sharing with us. You've been quite a regular recently. You've joined in on a lot of the special sessions, the Global Nets and the TNT and some of the Saturday Nets, and we appreciate your participation. And probably I am one of those NCSs that go that 2 and 3 hours that you're talking about, because I feel that everyone deserves a chance to talk about what they want to talk about, and I do have a great deal of fun. It's very relaxing for me. And I've enjoyed, when I was asked to be the moderator this evening, it was a great pleasure for me, because I haven't been there since the beginning. I've only been a member for a couple years. So I haven't been there from the beginning, but a lot of those connected tonight have. So, Chris, I hope that you enjoyed the session this evening, and I hope that if you have any further comments of any of those speaking, that you'll come aboard and ask questions or make further comments. So with that, I'm going to call on you, N5HUM, Scott, from Slidell, Louisiana. You're a fairly new member of South Cars, but MVYP, but you took the deep plunge almost instantly. You became an NCS. You also became a board member there in the background, and you've helped with a lot of different things. So as a fairly new member, how do you feel about VYP? Please come aboard.
N5HUM here. Thank you, Kathy, and good evening to you and everybody else, and happy birthday, South Cars. Definitely, yeah, that's great, and I am very happy and proud to be a net control and a board advisor, and there's the background check-in you were talking about. That's a little Henry playing with his toys there and showing how loud he could scream. But, yeah, it's I'm still a very new member. I actually just went and looked at my page there on the South Cars VOIP, and it's 5 months that I've been a member. And in that 5 months, I would have to say that it's been great. Made a lot of great new friends, and it's just fun. It's a fun group of people who like to do a lot for the amateur radio community, and that's what I look forward to. And I definitely look forward to celebrating many more birthdays down the road with everybody here also. And So that's about it. My first time checking in, though. I don't really remember it that well. I do remember checking in for the first time, though. I remember I felt very welcome and always have every time after that also. And then, of course, I was invited to be an NCS first and, of course, accepted that because I enjoy doing it. I enjoy talking with other people on the radio and over the Echolink. So it's made everything that much more enjoyable. And it's always, like I said before, it's great to do it with a great group of people like this. So with that, I'll go ahead and send it back to you, Kathy. So K6SUN from N5HUM. All right, happy birthday, South Cars, once again.
Well, thank you so much, Scott, and everyone that's listening. Scott has a unique number. He has an E number on South Cars that is 1777. And as you can, I believe, as far as our E numbers, they're about at 1880 maybe. So he's a fairly new member, but he jumped in with both feet and is always there. If we ever need any help of Scott, he's always there. He's an NCS, a super NCS, a backup. He's done global nets for me. He's become a member of the board. He's also very active with Handy Hands and connects them to our server. So he's been a very, very active part. And we appreciate him, as well as his family. And Henry, everyone, is 6 months old, and he's got quite a voice on him. So maybe, Scott, you can get him involved before he gets much older to become a ham. I want to thank everyone that's made comments and those who have presented so far. But at this point, I'm going to make a call out to our next speaker, and hopefully he has stayed up this long. His name is Doug. His call sign is K-A-0-G-Y-F. Doug has been with us from the start and holds the position of senior SysOp. He is always in the background overseeing any problems, and we'd like him to contribute this evening.
You know, my neighbors don't know what I look like without a HT in my shirt pocket. I've been a ham for so long. I wanted an HT in my shirt pocket before I was a ham. I carried a retractable, when I was about 5-6 years old, a retractable tape ruler in my shirt pocket, and I thought that made a fine HT with an antenna that would go up and down. And been a ham for 35 years. Kind of floundered for a while after my first 10-15 years, the passing of my mom. She was the person I used to talk to all the time. And my mom and my sweetheart Marilyn, they're both licensed hams. And so I kind of floundered until one day I come along to meet my neighbor, Paul, N4FTD. Now, computers weren't easy to me. My first 1998 computer, Windows 98, I wanted to throw it away for several months, and then persevered, and it all came together, and I wound up meeting Gordon long before South Cars came along. I met him on the KD4UTV, which had Echolink connection there in DeLand, Florida, and I knew I had arrived in total geekdom in this computer Echolink linking of VHF-UHF when I arrived when Gordon, KY6V, handed me the username and password for the port 8080 page on the KD4UTV repeater. And ever since then, you know, I just can't wait to get my computer turned on in the morning and see what's new on South Cars. It really is a friendly bunch, and I really appreciate it. Let's see, I enjoy, like I said, this shirt pocket handheld and the linking aspect of Echolink. After all, it has link in its name, and it really links radios well, and it can be done real cheap with a 2N222 transistor from Radio Shack and a diagram. On the internet, all you got to do is type in KY6V, and you'll get a little diagram that says how to hook up your radio to your computer, and then you have a simplex link to Echolink. And it just doesn't get any better than that. And thanks,
to KY6V. He's a real nice guy, and I don't know what I'd do without him. KA0GYF in Fort Myers, Florida. Kathy?
Well, Doug, thank you for that. And, you know, I feel it's a special treat for everyone out there for you to connect this evening, because I know you retire very early, and we appreciate you coming aboard and sharing. And Gordon, KY6B, has been a very special part of a lot of people's lives. He's helped a lot of people out there, problems technically and problems with Echolink. And further, I'm going to talk about his encouragement with me becoming involved. And if it wasn't for him, a lot of us may not have been involved. But Doug, I appreciate you coming aboard and sharing this evening, taking the time to say happy birthday to VOIP, and I know you're always in the background. So N4FTD, would you like to come aboard and share anything this evening? Because I know you're a school teacher as well as myself, and you may want to retire early as well. Would you like to come aboard and share your first meeting with VOIP, with Gordon, with Doug, and with the beginning? And then I'll move on. N4FTD, Paul, down there in Fort Myers. Are you there, and can you come aboard and share?
Yeah, hi, Kathy. N4FTD. I've been listening on my iPhone for the last little bit here, so you caught me off guard. I wanted to come in here and use a real radio to satisfy all those people that think that, you know, an actual link is the only way to go, even though it's still not real radio. And of course, I say all this tongue-in-cheek because I think Echolink and VOIP in general is the way to go. For me, at least, it fits my lifestyle and my time schedule and all of that. And being able to have a Bluetooth headphone stuck in my ear while I'm sitting in the recliner, which was a little bit more doable than the HD stuck in my ear, it's great. I have to echo, sorry about the pun, what Doug, my neighbor, said about the HD in the pocket. We've used crossband radios in our HDs to talk to each other about the 1,600 feet apart across a couple of canals. And then now we use Echolink to do the same thing with our little 1.5-inch rubber duck antennas. Thank you, Doug, for the Christmas gift. And I still fondly remember the day that Doug walked by. I think he was walking at the time, not riding his bike, or maybe he was riding his bike, I don't remember. But we were sitting on the tailgate of our truck after putting up Christmas lights several Christmases ago, and Doug walked by and eyed my now gone the way of eBay old Yaesu radios that later turned into brand new purchased radios from the proceeds. But he eyed all my radios sitting on the shelf in the garage and asked me if I was an amateur radio operator, and, you know, the rest is history. And I shared with him Echolink, and he told you how he enjoys that. So it all goes back for me to living in the footprint of the repeater that I met Gordon and George and others on. And then Echolink allowed me to stay in touch with the same group when I moved south too far from the repeater. And Echolink brought us back together again. So I'm a real avid VOIP guy. That's enough for me. And glad I stayed up long enough to say hello to everyone. This is N4FTD. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. And Paul, I wanted to catch you before you had to retire. I know how those early days are for you and I, and I know how busy you are with everything you do for South Cars and what you're doing for your school, and lately what you've been doing to help out several members of the board as well. But I thank you for coming aboard. I thank everything that you do for us. You know, I the podcast and and all the sessions that you've put on our website, the training sessions, and all the work that you do, and because you're so knowledgeable in technology. So at this point, I'm going to make a call out to see if Bill Morris, Bill, if you're ready to talk. I know we had you towards the end, but I see that you're connected. and would like you to come aboard if you're available. WD5KEAE, would you like to come aboard and share this evening? I just want to know if you're ready.
Thank you, Kathy. I am ready. And so I'll turn it back to you, and you bring me on when you want to.
All right, Bill, thanks so much for being part of the program. Bill is a member of the founding team along with Ron and Gordon. He's the original database manager. He's an organizer, a troubleshooter, a senior board member yet today. Appreciate you being part of our birthday celebration this evening, and we'd like you to come aboard. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, WD5KAE. Please come aboard and share with everyone.
Well, thank you so much, Kathy. I don't know if I'm all those things, but I appreciate it. I'm located in Lancaster, South Carolina, which is about 40 miles south of Charlotte, North Carolina. We've had a beautiful day today, and currently, according to my weather station, it's 39.5 degrees, but it was a beautiful day. And I'm going to go back a little bit further than maybe Gordon did and talk a little bit about how all this started. And I was just fortunate enough to be in the right place at the right time. The father of South Cars, without a doubt, is Gordon. It was his idea, and his persistence and his dedication and his hard work that got it to where it is. But back in 2007, I was database manager for South Cars, and Gordon emailed me one day, and he says, can you put me on the distribution list after you post it to the website? And I said, sure. At that time, Gordon was running the HF net on Friday morning at 8 o'clock with Fred W4FHC and Tom K4DWF. And he says, we want to try something a little different and see if we can use Echolink. I'm going to stop just a minute and let this thing catch up with me, maybe. Okay, he says we could get I think we can get more in our hour if we'll know in advance some of the details of these people. And it was kind of cute when we started to, he had already played with it and knew that the text box and Echolink would just take a single line of text at a time. And anyway, so we started playing with the roster, and we created what we have called the bracketed roster, which has gone by the wayside now. But on Friday mornings, when Fred and Gordon and Tom would be running the net, I would be in the background feeding them information on the text box through Echolink. And from that, Gordon says, we can do better than this. And so he started talking about linking stations and stations, and then as Sam has shared and as Mike has shared, he says, you know, if you really want to do it, I'll look back, Gordon, on some notes that you wrote, and that you might have too. And but he said same thing Sam said. He said, if you really want to make this work, talk to me. We did, and that's the start of it. So that's what he said. And we want to thank Sam and Mike for all that they have done, sweat, blood, and tears, and money that they've put in to make the server what it is today. I've enjoyed it. I've been retired, but I went back to work in July, and that's kind of stopped my ham radio. But when I got the email, Kathy, from you and Gordon, I was delighted to be here today, and it worked out where I was going to be coming home tonight, so I could be here. The first day was a success, as Gordon has said, and we've had many things down successes then, and you are a big part of it. Kathy, appreciates all that you are doing and have done. It's been fun. We've had our challenges, and as Ron pointed out, we've we've backed up, and we owe a great debt to Ron, WA4HWN, for all he did on the website and for so many years. John Bostic was net manager for 9 years, and I had it for a little over 1 year, and I don't see how the man did it for 9 years. And Gordon has been the head of the VOIP for several years, and I don't see how he did it either. He and I are going to go fishing one day. I don't know if that'll happen, but we still talk about it. Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate it. I'll hang around a little bit longer, but thanks for what you do, and thanks for letting me be a part of it. WD5KA, back to K6SU.
Well, Bill, thanks so much for all you've done for all of the members, South Cars HF and South Cars VOIP. You're so valuable, and thank you for joining us tonight. I know how busy you are, but at this point, I'm going to call on my next speaker, and hopefully I'll be there. But actually, I believe he is my backup this evening, and this is George, KW4LCB. George has been with us from the start. He's a repeater owner. He's a very special NCS and an active consultant. And he's been there to pick me up tonight when my system dropped, and I appreciate that. I'd like you to come aboard, George. I'd like you to share with us what VOIP means to you, when you maybe first became a member, and any other comments you'd like to make. And thanks so much for picking up the pieces for me tonight. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November over to KW4LCB.
Well, thank you, Kathy. And KW4, Lima, Charlie, Bravo, George, and I live in Orange City, which is in Central Florida. Great day, Kathy. It's been a wonderful experience ever since I got involved with VOIP on the Echolink side of things there. And, you know, I've seen so much that's happened over the years there, and as everything got off the ground there, let me, I'm going to unkey and check my time so I don't get that crystal tonight. And, well, Gordon started out with, you know, the mass mailing. You know, I see what the work that went into getting this on the ground and off the ground, and moving, and it's growed and growed and growed. But what I feel about it is, you know, and I've known Gordon before this got started, so and we have talked about, you know, people being able to get together, like-minded people, where they could have conversation. And you know, and that's what it is. You know, a good group of people that has a place to talk with one another, if need be, cry with one another. You know, and I see how it's growing for more women. Elaine, I can't say for sure, but maybe she might have been the first lady to check in. You know, and talk about, you know, hummingbirds, feeding the hummingbirds. You know, let me take a pause. More. You know, where little conversations like this that allows one another to another human being talk to another human being, and just the joy of about her hummingbirds, how they feed their habits and things like that. You know, that's what South Cars VOIP is all about there. And you know, you didn't have to worry about people talking over you, jamming you, you know, and it's a reason for the repeater. You know, I put it up in the area so people in this area, they have a way to communicate with one another. Now with Echolink and AllSTAR tied in, no matter if they're traveling through, it's always there. They have an opportunity to touch someone if they need it. And also, you know, trying to convince the HFers, you know, about VOIP. I remember going on checking in on South Car's 40 meter and telling these guys, hey, you know, we got a good thing going. I want to share it with you, you know, but some of them are stiff-necked like I am at times, you know, but you know, show me, you know, and if I like it, I'll try it, you know, and what can I say? It's good. I see so much good in this system and this South Cars, you know, and it's more to come. It's more to come. But most of all, it's the people from all walks of life checked in all over the world, and you're able to communicate, and my hat goes off to you know, Gordon and Bill and Ron and Sam and Elaine and Mike. Yeah, you know, I mean, they're like-minded people. They care about people, and I'm just proud to be associated with people of this nature there. And what can I say? Whatever I can do to support it, I'll do it there, you know, and I'm just glad to be part of it. KW4 Lima, Charlie Bravo.
Well, thank you, George. I appreciate you coming aboard, sharing this evening, also being my backup and pick up the pieces when it dropped. But I know you've been getting a lot more use out of being an NCS, and we've been getting you more involved, and you're very busy with us, and we sure like that because you're such a warm and friendly person. But we don't want to overwork you either. So we appreciate you staying up along with, and I'm not sure if Bill is still there, but I thank him as well. He said he had to sign off, but I appreciate him coming aboard, and I appreciate everyone that's here connected this evening that's been a part of the birthday celebration. So with that, I'm going to make a general call out there for anyone, anywhere, and this includes our presenters or anyone that has any comments that they'd like to make, maybe anybody that's talked or just want to make some comments of what's been said this evening before we move on to the next presenter. So are there any stations anywhere that want to come aboard, want to share their first experiences with VOIP, or maybe just make some comments on what's been said this evening? This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. This is the TNT Open Forum that was celebrating VOIP 4th anniversary, 4th birthday. Anyone out there want to share, please come aboard with a suffix.
Victor Quebec, Bravo.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for coming aboard. Are there any other stations out there that would like to make any comments at this time? Some of the stations may have disconnected, but we sure hope that you come aboard and just share with us this evening about VOIP and your experiences and what VOIP means to you. Any other stations before I call on Kevin that would like to come aboard? All right, N9VQB, Kevin, been doing a lot of talking with you in the text box, but sure appreciate you coming aboard and just saying hi to us this evening and telling us about your first experiences. And I think you were connected during that very first session, if I recall. I'm not sure if your number was, I think it was 101, if I recall. Yes, E0101. You're from Charlotte, Michigan. And you probably heard me earlier say that I was born and raised in the state of Michigan. Lived in Lapeer for a long time. My son still lives in Kalkaska, so I know where Charlotte is. So tell us your experiences. Maybe you'd like to share your weather with us, but it must be very much probably like Mike's. Probably a very good day there. So, Kevin, share with us this evening your first experiences with VOIP, and What it's been since then, I'm not sure if we talked, but sure enjoy talking to you this evening. And thanks so much for joining us. So come aboard.
You're welcome there, Kathy. Well, I have to thank you for sending out the invitation a while back. You invited me to two forums a while back. It was during one of the one of our chats on South Cars, and I don't remember if there was a net going on or it had something to do. It was just before Christmas, and I missed one with the Santa Claus one, and I apologize. I got very busy and forgot all about it, but I didn't forget about this one. And I may have to unkey for a moment to buy a little bit of time here in just a little bit. But I can remember that first time that I checked into the South Cars net. Like Kathy said, my number is E0101. I don't have any HF equipment set up or anything like that, so I had to go through and do it through Echolink. But a friend of mine, a real close friend of mine, Jeff, N8HEE, owns node 7930 in Charlotte, and he was telling me about this net that I may be interested in. Now, I used to be the net controller for the Michigan IRLP link-up net on the Michigan reflector, and but I have since let that go by the wayside. I got busy with other things and unable to pick that net up anymore. So that net has pretty much fallen off the edge of the earth, well, that's how I put it anyway. I do apologize for folks that like to check into that net on Tuesday evenings. It's gone, unfortunately. But Jeff, let me buy some time. Okay, this is a 9VQB Kevin. And Kathy, at the time when I checked in, I was located in Charlotte. I just recently moved. As of November 1st, I am now located in Lansing, Michigan, on the southern part of the city. And the move was a success. Anyway, it was it went as smooth as can be, but and I have issues with getting into the repeater in Charlotte. I can get into the repeater no problem, but my DTMF touch tones are too light to bring up the IRLP portion of the repeater. So I'm doing it via Echolink right here at my location. But, and my cat's going nuts. Anyhow, getting back to the story, I always felt welcome whenever coming aboard the South Cars nets and stuff like that, and I'm very proud to be a member of the South Cars net. However, I can't do it through the RF portion. I can do it through the electronic portion. And yes, this is still ham radio, even though it's VoIP. And the reason why I say that is because we are using our call signs. Our call signs are involved. That makes it amateur radio. Okay, back to you there, Kathy. Been very enjoyable. Happy birthday to South Cars VoIP net. K6SUN to take it from N9VQB. Oh, I forgot to mention the weather, but hey, it's been pleasant. 37 degrees today, no snow on the ground. Back to you there, Kathy, from N9VQB.
Well, Kevin, we'll have to talk about you maybe coming back more often, being a net control for VoIP. I heard you say that you were that at one time, and you know, we're always looking for those. You have a great sounding system, a great sounding voice, and Lansing was very, very close to where I left when I moved down to Florida. I lived for quite some time, 79, I believe, to 2006 in Lapeer. So that's only about 69 miles from you. But, you know, I'm glad I'm not in Michigan right now, but it doesn't seem that your weather is too much different than ours. Like I said, this morning it was 32 when I headed out to the car. I'm a school teacher down here in Fort Pierce, Florida, and my windows had ice on them, and I didn't bring my scrapers with me from Michigan, so I just had to let the car run it a little bit. But, you know, we enjoy you coming aboard. I don't think we've ever talked, and, you know, you'll have to come back more often. We have so many nets, and we enjoy checking everyone in and just having the conversations. I do a lot of the nets, and I do one in the evenings on Saturdays that we have just a fun time. So you'll have to come back more often, and maybe we can convince you to be in net control. But we sure appreciate you coming aboard, talking to us about that first session, and just telling us information how much you enjoyed EchoLink. But I will change your roster. We have you still in Charlotte, so I will change you to the current information. I understand it is on QRZ, so we will change that in the next day or so. But Kevin, thanks so much for coming aboard, sharing with us, and you'll have to come back more often. And I know what you mean about a cat. I have one of those who doesn't seem to want to leave you alone at this point. But with that, I'm going to make another general call out for anyone that wants to come aboard. And I really want to call on a couple stations out there before we continue with the program, because I know that they've been connected the whole entire time, and I'd like them to share this evening. But are there any other stations that would like to come aboard on their own before I just make some general calls out there? I'm looking for some check-ins, and I see several out there. Come aboard and share your thoughts on VOIP. It is our fourth birthday. What did it feel like when you first connected, when you first became a member? If you're an NCS, what it feels like? So are there any other stations out there that'd like to come aboard? Like I said, on your own, but I want to call a couple stations and see if they're still there. So come aboard with a suffix. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. This is the TNT Open Forum celebrating the fourth birthday of VOIP of South Cars. So come aboard and share this evening.
Lima, Charlie, Bravo.
Well, good evening once again, George. I was looking for some other stations out there. They're in the background, and, you know, I'd sure like to call on them and see what they have to say. But please come aboard and make some comments and share with us this evening. And, you know, I must say that you're such a valuable part of VOIP, as well as, I'm sure, HF. But we've appreciated all you've done for us since I've been a member. And what would you like to share this evening?
Well, Kathy, I wouldn't mind maybe having it a two-way street there. You know, back in the time when we was simulcasting, you know, the Traders Net there off an HF onto the server. You know, before we was able to get ND4Z a Rick. Really tuned in as to how computer and radio and all the hookups there, and maybe Six Victor can also come in there and just kind of come up with some of the things we had to figure out with the sound cards and how we was going to go about it there. And, you know, that was a nice a learning curve there. And, like I said, always trying to do for others here on this server and, you know, what it took to put different things on to get people that wanted to know. You know, just the way someone could trade or sell a piece of equipment there. But, you know, that was a learning curve also there. So, you know, things like that there, you know, good memories. KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo.
Well, thank you so much, George. Yes, there's been a lot of good memories and a lot of there in the future for all of us. But before I ask for some more stations, I'm going to call on the next station, and actually we have two more participants, and they are the current net manager and the current assistant net manager that will make final comments, and then I'm going to ask for any other stations to come aboard. But I'm going to call on Mr. Jim, KJ4WKD. He's our current net manager. He was a past assistant net manager. And, you know, this is where the buck stops, everyone. And we want to call on him, and then maybe we'll call on that assistant net manager next. So, Jim, how about coming aboard, sharing your thoughts about maybe the first time you connected to VOIP and how your life has gone from that point on, and what it means to you to be the net manager, to be part of VOIP. And I sure hope that you're there in the background. So KJ4WKD, Jim, are you there and available to share this evening before we move on with the program? And thanks so much for being a part of it this evening and for everything that you do for VOIP. You're a very valuable part of it. So Jim, how about coming aboard?
Thanks, Kathy. This is Jim, KJ4WKD. And it is a pleasant 46 degrees where I am in Greensboro, North Carolina. I thought that I followed you, Kathy, but you didn't quite catch me off guard. Yeah, it's been a long ride, been a fun ride since I joined South Cars VOIP, and that would be back in July of 2010, not that long ago, about 18 months ago. And interestingly, I'll tell you that story. I was only licensed on July the 12th of that year, 2010, and as a technician. And sitting at the table beside me was someone upgrading to his general class license, and he and I talked while the VEs were grading the test. And I didn't have any equipment, I had an HF radio that I'd been listening to and continued to listen to, but I didn't have an HT or any 2-meter or really anything else that I could transmit on, and 10 meters wasn't doing anything. But he and I talked, and he mentioned the OIP, and particularly Echolink. So, let me drop a second. There we go. The first thing I did with my brand new license slash AT? Okay, don't remember, thank goodness. But I got on Echolink, and I'd listened to South Cars on the HF 7251 for a number of weeks on HF, and I was familiar with South Cars as it was there. And I saw the South Cars server, the conference on Echolink, and that's where I tuned in. That's where I settled down, and that was on July the 15th, like 3 days after I was licensed. So the next thing that happened down the road was that Gordon invited me to be an NCS, and I couldn't even spell NCS at the time, so I didn't know what was going on. I remember the horrifying experiences I had as the first couple of times running nets. But it worked out over time, and again, it's been a fun and an interesting, very interesting ride since. And Gordon, of course, I've learned so much, so very much from Gordon. And I do remember that not many weeks after I became a member, one of the outreach courses was going on, and that was the general license class that Gordon was conducting. And I participated there and upgraded in November of that year to general, so I owe that achievement to South Cars and Outreach, and of course to Mr. KY6V, and I want to thank him especially, and everyone, all of the membership, I'm looking forward to a lot more down the road, and we can do a lot more, and it's going to take, we have plenty of numbers. We have 2,460 members, but we need more participation. We need all of us that are listening tonight, or that are connected tonight, and others who are not connected with us right now, to do a little more, and we can make a lot of things happen. So with that, I'll say happy birthday, South Cars, and send it back to K6SUN. This is KJ4WKD. Thanks, Kathy.
All right, let me jump in here, Jim. Thank you very much, sir, KY6V. Just got a telephone call from Kathy, and she says that she's gone down again, apparently having some problems with her ISP. Let me ask, Jim, before I comment on your comment, sir, George, do you want to pick it up? Do you want me to carry it for a little bit? What's your pleasure, George, LCB, please?
Well, it seemed like you're right there on top of it, Mr. Six Victor, with the rotation. So if you'd be so kind, and if you get in trouble, we'll go by the script.
All right, very good. Well, let's give Kathy a couple of minutes here and see if she can regroup. Jim, you rascal, we just love having you. Do you care to share how you got drafted? And furthermore, whether it was pleasant or not? Over.
Thanks, Gordon. You know, I'm not really sure how I got drafted, but I think it was on a net, the Saturday morning net, and it wasn't Kathy this time. It was yourself, sir. So I'm not sure how I need to feel about that. Have mixed emotions, but it... as I said, the first few times out of the shoot, no, it wasn't that pleasant, but it's something you go through and something you you overcome. And, you know, I'd never talked on the radio to speak up. So I, as a novice back 50 years ago, I'd sent a little CW, but I'd never talked on the radio. So that was, it was a wonderful experience, Gordon. KJ4WKD, back to you, sir.
I sort of remember how that happened too, Jim. Well, God bless you, sir. We're sure happy that you're standing behind the podium and keeping us all straight. The phone just rang again. Apparently, Kathy's telling me now she's back on. I don't know if she knows how long she's going to be there or not, but let me pass it that way and we'll just play it by ear. George, you and I can just bounce it back and forth like a ping pong ball or whatever. Kathy, K6SUN, KY6V.
This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. You know, I think it's something with my direct connect. Must be my server. It all of a sudden goes down, and this time it wouldn't come back. I had a blank screen, so we'll try it. Hopefully it'll be there. Maybe I need to go to some kind of proxy. But with that, I'm going to make just a general call out there. Thank you, Jim. I think I heard part of your conversation. I think the last part I heard was that someone drafted you and it wasn't me. So, but we've appreciated all the service you've given us and what you do in the future and what you've done in the past. And you'll be probably busier than ever very soon. We get you involved in all those nets, don't we? So, as backups or as NCSs. But that, I'm going to just make a general call out before we go to the final participant, which is the assistant net manager. So, are there any other stations that would like to come aboard and make some comments before we move on? We do have a lot of stations connected. So, we'd like to hear your comments. Please come aboard.
N1RIT.
N1IT, I got you. And maybe you can tell me how my audio sounds, Gunner. I've been having some problems out there. Are there any other stations that would like to come aboard and share this evening? Come aboard with your suffix. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, your moderator for the happy birthday celebration. So are there any other stations that would like to come aboard and share about South Cars and VOID?
This is a Paul Sierra 7 Whiskey Papa in Colombo. Good morning, Susie.
Well, good morning, Shante. I think the last time we talked, you were still in Houston. Hope all is well with you, and we appreciate you coming aboard this evening. Let me start with you, Gunner. Tell us about VOIP. your thoughts, your first session, and the happy birthday celebration. And maybe tell me how my audio sounds when you come back. And this is Kilo 6 Sierra United Denver. So come aboard N1RIT Gunner. And I believe you're sort of in that area of Michigan as well, if I recall.
Yes, I'm in Michigan, what they call the downriver area. I'm 35 miles south of Detroit, Michigan. Your audio is a little broken up from time to time, but the modulation is good. For me, coming into South Cars, I came in right at the right time, actually. I received an invitation to join, and everybody was very welcoming, and it was effortless, really, to join the group and to be received, and everyone was quite friendly. And the outreach program was starting to do the extra program at that time. And I had always wanted to upgrade to the extra, and got the ticket for my extra almost a year ago around this time, actually back in February of 11, I'm sorry. And after getting my ticket for the extra, I haven't been on Echolink that much. I really haven't been that active, and I do like to sit back and listen a lot. But with the extra ticket now, I'm on the lower bands on HF and made a lot of DX contacts. And by the way, my number is E1482. So this is N1RIT. Back to you, Kathy.
All right. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Thank you, Gunner, for coming aboard. And I do remember when you got your license, your upgrade, and hope that you come aboard and get that extra. You know, I believe that's going to be sometime in July. But you know, all that, the podcast and all the information is there on our website, so you can do it at any time. But I appreciate you coming aboard during our session this evening. It's too bad my audio is breaking up at times, and it hasn't been a really nice session because this was very special to me. It was something that I wanted to be very special as far as a podcast. So I apologize for anything that's breaking up. It must be my Comcast server or something. Thank you, Gunner, for coming aboard and sharing this evening. Hope that you can come back. Join us whenever possible. Because we like all our members to be there as often as possible. But we sure appreciate you coming aboard tonight and joining in on our birthday celebration. Hope that you have a great time. You said 35 miles south of Detroit. Know the area probably well. And like I said, I was born and raised in the state of Michigan. Hope that your weather is great. I hope that your family is doing okay. You had a great holiday, and you'll have a great, great week ahead of you. So with that, how about any other stations? I believe I had one other station come aboard, and that station will have to come back with me because I think I sort of disconnected at that time. But maybe you'd like to come back and make some comments. There was another station that came aboard. And how about maybe VE3MEW up there in Canada? How would you like to come aboard this evening? Or maybe Brady up there in Colorado? How would you like to come aboard before maybe we start saying our final comments? And thank you, everyone, for being there this evening. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, looking for some more check-ins.
Howdy.
All right. Thank you, Bill. I'm going to call on Shante first. I think he's still connected, but I don't see him there. Shanti, for Sri Lanka, are you still there? For some reason, I don't see you on my list, but maybe you'll come aboard and share, and then I'll come back to you, MEW. So, Shanti, are you still there? And how about sharing with us about VYP, your first time, and maybe what it's meant to you? doesn't look like Shanti is still there, and that's a shame. It's been a long time since him and I have talked. I think the last time was Houston. But, Bill, how about coming aboard, sharing us with us this evening? You are one of our valued NCSs and a very important part of South Cars, your support staff in a lot of our courses. And we appreciate any time you can come aboard. So maybe share with us your first time. Was it myself or someone else that encouraged you to be an NCS, or myself who encouraged you to join? But maybe you'd like to share with us how that first session with you was. And maybe you can also share with me what my audio is like. Has it improved, or am I still breaking up? So VE3MEW up in Peterborough, Ontario. How is the weather? How are you? And please share with us this evening.
K6SUN, Ms. Sunshine, good evening. This is VE3MEW. My name is Bill, and first let me say happy birthday to everybody, and nice to be able to join you this evening for your little celebration here. I remember the first time I came on to SCARS. It was strictly an experiment on my part. I didn't really know very much about Echolink, and I just clicked on and joined just to see what it would be like, and wasn't really sure what kind of reception I got, or would get, I mean. But boy, oh boy, what a surprise. Everybody was so friendly and so nice and so informal. And, of course, you scooped me up as a member fairly quickly before I had time to even think about it. Similar situation happened a little later when you got me as an NCS. I really didn't have time to think about that either. One day I'm just an ordinary person. Next day I know you get a hold of me, and all of a sudden I have this official title. Oh, my goodness. It's hard to remember exactly how it all came about. But it's an amazing organization. It feels like a family. It feels like a part of your extended family. And you could come on here and maybe feel a little bit down, a little bit depressed. Maybe the weather is lousy. And you come on here, and the next thing you know, you hear Ms. Sunshine come on there, and the room just lights up. You hear Gord come on there, and he'll say something, and you break out in a smile, and you think, hey, this is going to be a good day for sure. So, and there's Mike 3LVQ, and all the other people that we hear on a regular basis, and young Brady out there in Colorado. Oh, man, what a pleasure. Anyway, I just want to say that I've certainly enjoyed the experience and hope to be able to continue and contribute as much as I can. I certainly appreciate all the empathy and the concern and the notes and everything when I was going through my surgery. The genuine expressions of caring and concern and the well wishes, it was very touching indeed, and I'm not going to ever forget it. So anyway, and especially you, Ms. Kathy. So I only have one disappointing thing, and that is that I can't get a hold of you people and stand there in front of you and shake your hand in person. That's the only part that's disappointing about all this. But who knows? Something may come about to change that one of these days. It'd be nice to walk up to Gordon there and shake his hand, or people like George and you, Kathy. Well, who knows? Okay, that's enough blather for me, and I'll be, Lord willing, I expect I'll be around Saturday morning at 8 o'clock for the session then. Back to that for VE3MEW.
Well, thank you, Bill, for coming aboard, and thank you especially for all that you do for us. You're a super support person when we have our classes, and super as a net control. And God willing, I will try to be there to check into your session. You know, after the past 2 weeks of doing the nets, I think all day on Saturday, everyone's tired of listening to my voice, so it's going to be nice to hear other voices. But we appreciate all you've done, and I'm glad you made such a fantastic recovery. And, yes, I do agree. VOIP, all of us in the background are very, very nice people and very supportive of everyone. And I actually want to say we love all of our members. We appreciate all of them, and we appreciate you coming aboard tonight and sharing. Who knows? Maybe one day you can come down to one of our luncheons that we have, or come to the Orlando Ham Fest. That's coming up in February, and you'll meet a lot of those from Florida, and we can shake your hand. So who knows? Maybe you'll do that. So with that, I'm going to make a, I don't see Shante is back, but I'm going to make another general call out there. I do see Brady was connected, but he may be eating at this point. But any other stations that would like to come aboard and share before we move into the final part of our program this evening? And that's the assistant and manager. So how about any other stations that would like to come aboard, share, make some comments of all those other participants that talked this evening, or just say happy birthday to South Cars. I'd like you to come aboard now with your suffix. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. This is the TNT Open Forum celebrating the fourth year of VOIP of South Cars. Please come aboard with a suffix.
Kilo Zulu 4, Zulu, Zulu, Zulu.
All right, I have Zulu, Zulu, Zulu. Are there any other stations that would like to come aboard and make some comments this evening? I'd like to share, hopefully all positive comments, because we appreciate everything that VOIP has done for us in the past 4 years. Any other stations want to come aboard at this time and make some comments? All right, I'm going to call Zulu, Zulu, Zulu. That seems the only station I have at this point. Please come aboard. I believe your name is Alan, and maybe you'd like to share this evening. And thanks for joining the birthday celebration this evening.
Good evening. This is Alan, KZ4ZZZ. So we wish you a happy birthday. I sent you a little bit of an email back to your response. You sent a message about when your net would be on board. So we got up here and listened tonight, tried again a couple times, but our timing wasn't good. As you can hear in the background, I got a bird making a bird out of himself. But we just always say hi. You sound good now. You did drop out a little bit ago, and I sort of thought you fell off the chair there, so that's why I came in with my remark. But other than that note, you guys all doing good. You sound great, and hope you keep it up.
Well, Alan, thanks so much for coming aboard, sharing this evening with us, and your kind comments. And hopefully I won't drop out anymore. It seems I'm having a problem with Comcast this evening. So may have to connect to some other kind of proxy or something in the future. But thank you so much, ZZZ, for coming aboard, sharing our birthday celebration this evening, and sharing your thoughts about VOIP. So with that, I'm going to call on the final person we have. And this is the assistant net manager, and most of you know that is myself, Kilo 6 Sierra United November. So let me drop it for a moment, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you about my beginning and my present and what I look for the future. Let me just drop it for a moment. All right, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. And I am going to be your final participant this evening. I have several jobs, and I enjoy each and every one of them. I am a full-time school teacher, but whatever I do for VOIP of South Cars is very relaxing for me. I'm the current assistant net manager, the database manager, training, hospitality. I also am in NCS, and I also am the section manager for the Family Global Hour. So let me explain a little bit about the history behind me. I joined South Cars in June of 2008 after becoming a newly licensed ham. When I can recall my first check-in with Gordon, he was the NCS. I was very nervous, and mainly because I thought I'd make a mistake. Although I was apprehensive to start broadcasting worldwide on the air, it is through the warmth, the support, and the encouragement of all those in the South Cars family that have made me feel so welcomed into a male-dominated hobby. I have seen SCARS VOIP increase in membership and SCARS VOIP become an active part of many members. When Gordon, KY6B, made a call out for help in the spring, the summer of 2009, I volunteered to help administratively compiling log reports. I was not yet ready to be an NCS. At that time, Dana and Gordon were the trainers. I logged every session. As I recall, our history only goes back to May of 2009, and at that time we were running four nets on Saturday, two in the morning and two in the afternoon. None of these yet involved Australia Pacific or Eurasia nets, and I logged each of these sessions. The Traders Net was started in May of 2009 for a Wednesday and a Sunday program. Now the Wednesday is gone, and our Sunday is now called the Sunday Ride Queue. During that summer of 2009, Gordon felt it would be quite appropriate to have a net for those in the various geographic areas of the world. I helped Gordon go through the Echolink listings in various regions for call signs. We researched QRZ, we came up with listings of all the emails for those regions, and then we proceeded to send emails to particular stations with plans of beginning these nets. That was the birth of the Pacific, the Eurasia, and the Australian nets. Let me drop it. Gordon further contacted members to act as section managers for these nets. These nets began in July of 2009 and have transpired into what we have today. July 2009 saw the start of the Australia on Wednesdays, and that was at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with John VK3FELA as the section manager. Pacific on August 4th, 2009, with David KD8HQU as the section manager, and Eurasia on August 24th, 2009, with Robert, that's MM3LVQ, as the section manager. The TNT was started on September 10th, 2009, run on Thursdays and managed by Pete, VE2XPL. To provide for our membership some quality and educational dialogue on meaningful subjects. The purpose of the TNT was the idea then and now to have a accredited speaker in their field open with comments on the subject and then allow the audience to ask questions or contribute to the discussion. We have had TNT programs covering the technical side of IRLP, Echolink, the server that we use, emergency preparedness, and on it goes. We attempt to strive for educational awareness, and this coupled with our licensed classes and other South Carolina programming has been a rewarding adventure for all of us. So let me drop it once again. On February 27th, 2010, all the regional nets moved to Saturday. Pacific was at noon, Eurasia was at 1 p.m., and Australia was at 4 p.m. On April the 3rd of that same year, Australia was moved to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturday and later was changed to what we now call the Global Family Hour to encourage third-party traffic. March 2010 was the beginning of our outreach classes. Changes most recently have been a change of the manner in which stations are called and reversing the order of the Pacific and the Eurasia net. We now call all stations using HF style versus calling stations from the users list. So it was the encouragement of one person, and that was KY6V, Gordon, that I thought of becoming an NCS for South Cars. The fun I have each time I respond to a station and hear a response, the encouragement, the warmth, and support I receive from all stations, and the ability to talk to stations and individuals around the world are only a few of the reasons I love being an NCS. We're always looking for NCSs that can share this fun. So over the 4 years, our staff, SysOp and NCSs, has grown from three to 54. Being an NCS is not only fun, but I find it very, very rewarding. So besides being an active NCS, my other duties with South Cars include what I said, the database, the hospitality, the assistant net manager, the section manager for the Global Hour, and the training. I maintain the database. I keep it updated. I add members to the roster. I send the welcome emails to those who have joined or have an interest in South Cares, and I maintain various lists of the staff and the members. Let me drop it once again. I remain in close contact with the board and the net manager, and that's Jim. He talked just before me on a day-to-day operations, and I'm available for additional help. I send out the mass mailing after the schedule and the announcements have been compiled by the net manager. As a member of the board, it is my duty to give my opinions on issues of concern, and if a vote is needed, I make that vote. I have a good working relationship with all of the board members and try to be available when it is necessary. So, as the hospitality manager, I share all our goodwill and our world participation to all stations that connect to our server, and I take it upon myself to send an invite to individuals weekly. My success rate has been very great, and I think Gordon told you about our numbers. Total South Cares membership is 11,715, but our VOIP, and that includes the E numbers and the HF numbers, are 2,360. So one of my other jobs is a trainer, and it's my job to search out new possibilities for NCSs, give them the available tutorials for training, and then finally scheduling a one-on-one for final training before we let them loose for that 15 minutes. So I'd like to make one final comment, and then I'll throw it out to the general public for any additional comments. Let me drop it for a moment. Finally, my last duty is the section manager for the Global Family Hour, and that has been so easy for me. I have a great staff behind me and some very great participation from all of you, the audience. I thank each and every one of you for allowing me to be part of South Cares. I cannot see myself without South Cares in my life. So I, for one, am very, very thankful for the digital side of South Cares. Thank you for allowing me to share this evening. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. And with that, I'm going to just make a general call out to anyone, anywhere, that would like to make some comments before we begin closing our session this evening. And happy birthday once again, VYP. So are there any stations out there that would like to make some comments before we start winding down this evening?
E3MEW.
All right, I have MEW. Are there any other stations that would like to make some final comments before, like I said, we close this evening's birthday celebration? Please come aboard now with your suffix. All right, MEW of VE3, MEW Bill, please come aboard and share your final comments.
Yeah, thank you, Kathy. Like I said before, you were the main instrument in bringing me aboard into the organization and training me, helping me get started, but I don't want to let Gordon off the hook there. I've had, I want to make sure we pass the accolades around where they're due, and certainly had some relations with that gentleman. Some excellent emails, and for being who and what he is, and for being able to share, and I certainly want to say I've enjoyed getting to know him a little bit, and looking forward to more in the future. So, okay, so now his ears are probably a little redder, maybe, I don't know, but anyway, back to you from V3MEW.
All right. Thank you, Bill, for your comments, and we hope that anyone else comes aboard and shares any final comments they have. But I'm going to make a call out there to KY6V and see if his face is red, his ears are red, and see if he has any comments he'd like to make back towards your direction or any other direction. So, KY6V, are you in the background?
Yes, I certainly am. I can't tell the color of my ears because of the earphones that are on it. Hey, Bill, thank you. I just want to tell everybody that's assembled tonight, you know, this guy Bill is a crackerjack dude. You know, he's managing, he's uno numero number one of the emergency program in his general area there in Canada. He's been part and parcel of the instructional group that puts together the tests for the Canadian amateurs. He has been a heads-up participant on our outreach program, a technical editor and supervisor and contributor. And Bill, my hats are off to you, too. Now, are your ears red also, sir? Over.
Oh, dear. This is embarrassing. Am I feeling flushed? Anyway, you know what? It's time for me to go to the kitchen and for another cup of coffee. Anyway, thank you very much, sir. And once again, it's been a pleasure to know you. And there's been many other members of SCARS that I have come across in my time, such as George, KW4LCB, and Scott, and oh my goodness, there's just a whole bunch of Brady, and on the list goes. Just a one, Jim, WKD, all a fine bunch of people, and it's just really a pleasure to be a member of such a nice group, and I think the words that CB said earlier about everybody in the group, I don't think anybody could say it much better than what he did. So, anyway, I got a couple things I got to go, and I just want to say 7-3 to everybody. Cheers, one and all, and we'll catch you again. V3MEW, back to K6SUN.
All right. Thank you, Bill, and thank you, Gordon, for your very special comments. And I do highly agree. We have a wonderful staff. Very working staff, but we all work very well together. We have a great membership, and I just see the future being more members, more NCSs, more people wanting to help, because we are also friendly there in the back room. So how about any other stations that'd like to make some final comments before I say my 73s and my closing comments to everyone? But I do want to thank everyone who's been connected and shared this evening. So how about some final comments from anyone out there? And Jim, I'd like you to come aboard and make any comments that you may have as the net manager. And thank you so much for being there. But how about anybody else? Any other comments out there before we start closing this evening? This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November and the TNT Open Forum. So besides Jim, are there any other stations that would like to make comments?
Lima, Charlie, Bravo.
Thank you, George. You've been so helpful for me in the background with my system going down. Must be something with the ISP, I'm not sure, but I appreciate you being back there to pick up on my back. So, how are you this evening and family? And any final comments you'd like to make? And you have some very special thoughts for all of us this evening. And once again, thank you for being there.
Well, thank you. I'm Miss Cassie there. And I'd just like to make a couple of comments there. You know, as you said, we always need someone that can do something. And, you know, as far as programming and things as such, you know, to keep it more, you know, family style and all, those people that listen, you know, it sure makes it easy, you know, if they'd open up to us and just tell us what kind of program they would like to hear, you know, give us ideas, you know, it helps. It really helps to make listening finer there. We're able to become closer there. I'd like to see more ladies participate there. You know, us guys can sit back and listen to y'all bump them gums and flutter them lips about whatever you want, you know. You know, it's great, you know, and would like to see some more kids get involved in it, you know. And it's hard this time that we live in to get our kids slowed down in the direction to spend a morning session or evening session as third party to listen to see what's going on, and maybe one of these days we can have us a kids net, you know, whatever that is, 14 and below, or 6 above, or 90 above, but whatever, you know, I look for that. I'm trying to, every chance I get, try to talk to someone, get that implemented, and if everyone else keeps the thought, you know, it will become a reality. So great job, everyone. Thank you for being there, you know, that has made South Cars so great. And like I said earlier, I'm very proud to be part of it. With that, KW4 Lima, Charlie Bravo, return it to K6SUN, and Miss Kathy, I do appreciate you for what have you, you know, the things that you have done in many ways. Have a great night.
Well, thank you so much, George. I appreciate you as well. And hopefully we can get some more ladies. And we actually have a Kids Day coming up on the Sunday Rag Chew this week. It is the celebration of ARRL. They made 2 days, and one of them is January the 8th. And I think WA1NXI is doing a Kids Day. And hopefully he'll have some kids come aboard. And Scott's very good, you know, with his children always come aboard to various nets. And he always has Henry come aboard. And Henry is 6 months old. He does a lot of talking out there. So I can imagine what he will be in the future. And maybe at 11, 12 years old, he'll be a greyhound. But Brady is not sure of his age. I believe he's 13, maybe 14, but he is a major part of the OIP of South Coast. He's a section manager, does a lot for us, and he's a very knowledgeable young man. And he didn't come aboard this evening, and that was a shame. But how about you, KJ4WKD? Do you have any comments you'd like to make before I throw it out for any additional comments and close this evening? Jim, KJ4WKD, our net manager. Any comments you'd like to make about the session this evening, VOIP, or just say good evening to us, and hopefully you're still there. Jim, come aboard.
Thanks, Kathy. KJ4WKD here. You know, I was looking, just a couple of comments off the cuff. I was looking at remembering my original membership number, which was Echo 1363, and I'm just astonished at how many numbers have been issued since then in the last 18 months that I've been aboard. And I know that we're also picking up a lot of people who come to us with an HF number over from our sister operation on the HF side. And that's gratifying too, because maybe we're beginning to be considered ham radio, or real radio. So that's great, and perhaps you can tell me how many members. It seems like our momentum has really picked up over the last year, anyway, that we're picking up membership. But that's not all there is to it. We need fresh ideas. We need fresh people, fresh thinking. And I would encourage everyone, if you know somebody, you can light a fire under them, get them to come and join us and help out. We appreciate people, fresh ideas like brought to us by people like Scott, N5HUM. Very refreshing mind and voice that's joined us very recently. And remember our email, voip@voipnet.southcars.com. I think I've got that right off from memory. But use that anytime and send us your ideas and your thoughts and your what you'd like to see us do in the future. We've got a lot of big plans, but we can make more plans. So with that, those would be my final comments, Kathy, and I'll send it back to you, back to Net Control. This is KJ4WKD. Again, wishing South Cars a very happy birthday and more to come.
Well, thank you so much, Jim, for coming aboard with this. Actually, our E number is 1880. And our total The VOIP is 2360, so that will tell you the HF. And I have a way that I find the HFs, and it's worked very successfully for me over the, you know, the time that I've done that. And that email that I send out, that welcome email, always is very nice for these people to see. And I, like I said, my success rate has been very, very great, and I think it's always important to do that. But I do want to thank everyone everywhere for joining us this evening. It's been a very special session for me. I've enjoyed being the moderator, being a person that could come aboard and share my thoughts and what South Cars has meant to me. I'll make one final call, and then I'm going to close it down this evening. But, you know, everyone that's connected this evening, this has been very, very special to each and every one of us. So if there's anyone out there that wants to make some final comments before I make my closing comments, now's the time to come aboard and share. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is the TNT Open Forum on the Happy Birthday VOIP of South Car. So come aboard and share if you have any comments. Okay, hearing nothing, once again, I want to thank each and every one of you who have connected, taken your time this evening to join our celebration. This is the fourth birthday of VOIP. We hope for many more to come. But I'm going to close this evening's session by saying have a great evening, great week ahead of you, and thank you once again for joining us. So this has been South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on the VOIP.southcars.com website. Your net control for this session has been myself, Kathy, Kilo 6 Sierra United November, saying 73, closing this VOIP session. I want to thank you for your participation and your support. Please join us Saturday for our various nets, Sunday for the net that's coming up. Please check out our website. Once again, I gave that to you, www.voip.southcars.com, and check out our schedule. With that, I'm going to say 73 for this evening, thanking you once again for joining our happy birthday celebration. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, saying 73 for now. Bye-bye.